The Pod Couple. Original podcast.
He could have been arrested in customs or something.
Has anyone asked you to bring any packages through? I've only this box. What's in it? I don't know.
The Pod Couple with Andy Mack and Guy Jogo.
So, Guy, you know, over the last couple of weeks, sometimes we've mentioned things, and I mentioned a guy that I know that I very first, I owe actually, I think, my radio career to this guy, John Cooper, 20 years ago, who I first worked with. And do you remember I keep mentioning the odd little things that he got up to on air? Do you remember?
Yes, I remember.
Well, guess what?
You're going to mention something else about him.
I'm not. It's not story 101. He's actually here.
He's here? No
He's
way.
He is here on the podcast.
Can I just say now, she turned up at the studio one day and never went home.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can, but I owe everything to John. Taught me everything about radio, about links, clocks, prep, the lot. So it's his fault, technically, Guy, why you're stuck with me now.
I'm sorry, mate.
Oh, but come on, though, Coops. We did used to have a laugh, didn't we? The things we did.
We did. We had some adventures, didn't we? One summer we took the breakfast show on tour every Friday, where we did all the holiday resorts around the country. Gee whiz, that was something, wasn't it? You know,
we went everywhere, didn't we? Butlins, Pontins, Jersey,
Jersey. North Wales.
What did you do on the last one? We were at, go on,
don't,
Coop,
don't,
this is your
don't
story.
Don't say that.
Come on, no. Come on. You know, I'll never forget that woman's face, but you explain. Tell Guy what you did, not me.
It sounds a bit odd.
We were in there, Butlins, it's the Premier Gold chalets and all this sort of thing, and they pulled in all the redcoats in at 6 o'clock in the morning to appear on all our big show.
Oh, no.
They must have loved us, you know. And anyway, the last link, because, you know, you're thinking back about what you don't want to repeat yourself over things that you've done over the weeks before. So got away with doing all that. Then on the very last link, as we were handed back to the studio, said, "That's all from us here at Pontins Kickdesk."
Pontins.
Pontins. Honestly, God.
And
what
the
was
PR the woman from Butlins. I would have been dead.
Because it went back to studio, Guy. We couldn't retract. We couldn't fix it. And I just looked at Coops. I was like trying not to laugh, obviously, which is just shocking of me. But I'm like, John, did you not? We were surrounded by redcoats. And obviously, redcoats are Butlins. Bontins are like blue. But it was just, radio, it's not the same anymore, is it, Coops? I think we've had this discussion, Guy, haven't we? Especially local radio's changed. Because you'd get to know families and that, John, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I tell you what, though, I assimilated to TV. I've worked in TV for 12 years now as well. Everyone says, do you remember the good old days when this was on the telly and that was on the telly? Well, what you've got to remember is there's only three or four channels. And then so the Sky came along and Virgin Media came along and all the rest of them. And now you have hundreds of TV channels. So, you know, everyone's not at home and there's a one in three chance of you watching the programme.
Exactly. So,
and it's not like, you know, on Merseyside, where I grew up, I used to have Radio Merseyside, Radio City, and then, you know, BBC Radio 1, 2, 3 and 4. And that was it. That was your radio choice. Well, now, you know, there's hundreds of radio stations. You know, you go up and down the DAB dial, and you know there's radio stations for the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, rock, country. You know, cheesy. You know, there's music for everyone. So whatever you're looking for, it's there. And I think what's happening on radio now is what's happened on television.
Yes, I think you're right about it being television as well, because you get like the gold channel, the drama channel, the crime channel. So you get channels dedicated to certain genres.
Yeah, you said watch. I mean, you know, God rest his soul, my dad used to sit there watching CNN all day. Yeah, CNN? What are you watching this for? It's terrible what they're doing here, you know, terrible. He knew all about American politics. Yeah, didn't know what was happening down the road, you know.
Wilf likes the news. Wilf has Sky News on, and it's on a loop, isn't it? it's like it'll come on again and again, and me and Nick are looking sometimes going, oh, can we just like watch Netflix or something? And Will's like, hang on a minute, and we're like, this has been on two or three. I think I don't know, maybe it's when you get to a certain age you just absorb the news more. Imagine you doing the news, Coops, do you know what I mean?
Like, if you saw them on the clock, you waste your time, turn over.
Guy, you've got a voice for news.
No, I used to be a newsreader.
You've got the news voice.
You see, the thing is, though, I think because you've got a southern accent, for a newscaster, you have to, you know, the London southern set accent. He sounds authoritative.
He does, and he's got me and you, Coops, we won't be taken serious. They won't believe us on the news, but they'll believe Guy, because Guy's like trustworthy, solid as a rock guy. Me and you, Coops, we don't stand a chance. And that's why we did what we did.
Fire hook or my crook will get him in. I believe you've got to say, Andy's gang going.
Here's the thing. I don't know whether, I mean, you remember, John, and this all started off, didn't it, with the, because John used to give away this Cooper clock, those who remember, on breakfast many moons ago. And I got a bit upset, Guy. I was like, well, hang on, you're giving away a Cooper clock. What have I got? I've got zilch, nil pois, nothing. And then I just throw away comment on there. I said, oh, I'm going to start a gang. And it went nuts, didn't it? And you know, we got the badges done, and so you could either win the Cooper clock or the Andy's gang badge. So we are trying to bring it back, because this is the thing,
we discussed royalties on it.
I know. Well, the check will be in the post, Coops. Do you remember the badges we had? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we are contemplating changing the name, and we have put it out there because we've got listeners like all over, like Australia and America love us at the minute, Germany, France, Kuala Lumpur, Brazil, Mexico, which I'm still a little bit confused about.
Well, the Cooper clock would never work there. It's stuck on British time.
We couldn't do the Cooper clock. But John, Guy and I were talking obviously a week or two ago when we'd moved over to the April Fools and this, that and the other. Like how it's not such a big thing anymore, but the one you tell us a little bit more, the one you did with the airline, I forgot it had a name, but you told me the other night, do you remember the April Fool? Yeah. With the airline, what did you do?
The area we used to broadcast to part of Merseyside, and part of the M62, there used to be Burntwood Aerodrome there, which is an American airbase, and basically they used the old runway as part of the M62. And if you get to a certain part of the M62, you can see it's really long and straight. So I came up with this idea, and the Burntwood service is there now. We thought, we'll do the April Fool, that, you know, Burntwood Aerodrome's reopening. So what we said was they were going to bring an American airline in, and it was going to be called Fly Low. You know, this little aerodrome was going to be flying, you know, daily flights to America and back. And it's going to, but yeah, you know, obviously they've got to put traffic lights on the M62 for when the plane landed and took off. It stopped the traffic. And then we spoke to the, the airport controller, who was a guy who played Elvis, an Elvis impersonator. And Andy, this is before she came out and joined the breakfast show team, she was a cabin crew. and we had one of the pilots who was from one of our sister stations. He was a bit like you, Guy, really posh, you know. So he could get away with playing the pilot. So we did it all, and it was a Saturday morning, and we had the commercial production, do commercials for this Fly Low, you know, all this sort of thing, and it was in Brilliant. The news. But Andy, she went over the top on what they were going to be doing in flight service. She said, we've got a meal deal with a well-known company. I can't tell you what it is, but we're loving it.
Oh, very good.
Oh, well, talking of holidays, John, right? Obviously, a podcast is a little bit different because it's not doing it live, but we do interact with our listeners each week, don't we, Guy?
We do, yes.
And yeah, we put our questions out. So on the subject of holidays and flights, because obviously you do know a lot about the travel and that, we put a question out, Coops, like basically your holiday songs. What song comes on the radio that makes you think, I've got to book a cruise, book a flight, a staycation, whatever, whatever. And we've had some of them coming in. Have you seen them, Guy? Our holiday songs?
I haven't, to be honest, no.
You've
so
not?
You're going to have to help me with this. Not yet, no.
You've not we've seen them.
Andy, we've got lives.
Okay, then. Something's never changed. Deja vu 20 years ago. Right, okay, we've got...
we're very interested.
Honestly, this is a popular part of the podcast, this Coops, right? So, Paul Vermeer in Australia, he come in, I've never heard of this song. Supergrass, Sun Hits the Sky, and the Stone Roses, Fool's Gold. I've seen the film, but don't know the film. Hamish Dunlop, obviously, he's up in Mullaghcentire. We're going to Ibiza, which I actually like because I like the Venga Boys. Jinx James is Show Me the Way to Go Home, but that's on a coach after the day at the seaside. Does that fit in? Who knows? This one, I was Trevor Spittle, completely sidelined by this. Woolly Bully. Does that get you in the holiday mood? How does it even go?
Yeah, the only thing I can remember about that is they used to sing that at the Wolves ground for Steve Bull back in the day. But I don't know, it's a holiday song.
Would it make you book a flight? I don't know. Marina Wilson, Does Your Mother Know? Obviously a little bit of ABBA. what else have we got? Club Tropicana, Alan Walker. Mm. Yeah, that's the one. Verna Cross, she's up in near Southport there. She actually sent a message when she saw that you were coming on today. She's like, oh, we love Coops. Hey, we're going to Barbados.
I'll have to get me up to summarise it, won't I?
Oh, my good mate, Fraser Hines, who obviously, if those who know Fraser, Doctor Who, Emmerdale, yada, yada, he's done, oh, we're going to Barbados, but he actually does jump on the flight and go over. He's a little bit of a show-off. Kokomo by the Beach Boys. So, and I think I've got everyone there. Oh, what Phil Tudor, Walk Like an Egyptian. Forgot that one.
Sylvia, Viva España. Where am I sure my age?
I thought you meant one of the... We had that gang that used to listen. For me, my holiday song is...
Yeah, it is.
Mungo Jerry. In a summertime.
Yeah.
Come on, Coops, you must have one. And Guy, what's yours? Don't let me down. Come on.
The one song that when I hear just reminds me of summer, although it's a cruel summer, but it's still good, Bananarama.
All right, good one. Well, I worked, as you know, in holiday resorts in Europe for about 10 years. You know, it's difficult to hit a moving target. And it was always, it started off with Europe, the Final Countdown.
That's a good job, to be fair.
And then also, it was these are songs that were played all the time on the radio there. Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. They were huge songs in the discos and everything. It's just songs that, you know, you hear those songs and it takes me back to when I was working.
It takes you back to the time, yeah.
Well, so, Guy, are you sticking with Cruel Summer? Could you not pick like a bit of a happier one? We'll have this discussion with your choices. It can be a little bit depressing.
So Okay, happy one. Right, Surfing USA, Beach Boys.
That's better.
That's good, yeah.
See, I've got it right today. I'd be doing this, John. I'd be like, and I'm like, you know, I love that Professionals. And Guy's like, no, that's not the Professionals. That's the theme tune to Hawaii 5-0. So finally, after 10, 11 weeks, I've sort of separated the two.
Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves.
That's a good one. That's better, guys. See, that's what I'm talking about. Songs that get you where you think, yeah, I'm going to go on holiday. Or if you're not going abroad or whatever, if you're doing something here, it's just what you do. But best holidays, worst holidays, we've all had these. Who's going first? Coops, you go. Your best holiday, your worst holiday.
Oh, God. The best holiday. I worked in the holiday industry. So, you know, let's put that out there. My best holiday was on a 5-star all-inclusive cruise where everything was included, like all your food, your drinks, but not just all the different specialty restaurants. All the excursions were included. I had a butler. Yeah, I was born to live that life. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So
you were
that was absolutely fabulous. And then my worst holiday was probably to Arenal in Mallorca. Whenever, well, it was the worst hotel, you know, when I was like 19 with you know, a few of my mates for the first time. Oh, it was the Hotel Pyrenees. It was just a pit. But yeah, it served us for what we were doing. It was cheap. We could afford it.
Come on, Guy. What are yours? Best and worst.
Best and worst. I was fortunate enough to go to Brunei for seven years running as guests of one of the Sultan of Brunei's princes. But that's another story.
Oh.
Can't even top that one, but fair
play. I'll take you both out with me.
And the worst one, which Andy, you know about this already, this is one you're going to Magaluf, and spending the evenings in the Benny Hill bar. But actually, on that holiday as well, I got almost kidnapped by a timeshare company. So that's probably my worst holiday.
Best ones. I mean, obviously, I was lucky, like you know this, John, obviously, but I was working, doing shows, doing a lot of cruises, and I've not really had like a worst one. So I pinched our Nikki's, right? So because this is just, it could only happen to her. But imagine this, right? So she's in Jamaica the night before the due to fly back. Everyone's out having a lovely time, drinking rum, doing the limbo, yada yada. Obviously, everyone has probably a little bit too much rum. The next day, they're getting a flight, obviously, to the main airport. And, you know, one of those teeny tiny little planes, a bit like what we went to Jersey on, you know, where they had to wind the propeller up. And the next minute, the people who they are, Nikki and that and Tobo at the time had been dancing with, walked on the plane with shades on, was only the pilot and the cabin crew. Do you know what I mean? And poor Nikki spent the whole flight going, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it, because the pilot comes on with shades. He'd been drinking rum with them till like 2-3 in the morning. As did the cabin crew and the co-pilot. They were absolutely, obviously, you know, probably not fit enough to walk. Not mind even fly a plane. And Nikki just sat there just praying for the whole time that they would make it. But I mean, obviously, you're talking many, many years ago now, but that could just not happen now. Could you imagine that?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, something that could happen now. When I was working over abroad, I did a summer season in Tunisia. And I was up at the airport one day. It was in April when I got there. And, you know, all the people are coming through, all the guests are coming through from the Manchester flights. Mm-hmm. And this woman came up to me and said, "Excuse me, are you John?" So I said, yes. So she said, your mum asked me to give you this parcel in Manchester Airport. And it was a brown paper parcel tied up with string.
But that could have been, you could have been arrested in customs or something. You know what I mean? Someone, a stranger giving you a package.
Has anyone asked you to bring any packages through? Oh, only this box. What's in it? I don't know.
Absolute class, but
you'd never get away with that now, would you? You know.
No. So something else that we put out to our lovely listeners, Coops, again, like what we did with the
Did you see it?
Hey, I look pretty cute with the veil on, don't I? But anyway, that aside, we just wanted to know your funny wedding songs and whatnot. And we had I'm Still Standing, Trevor Spittle, which is like, you know, fair enough. Martin Bealby, This Made Me Laugh. All Out of Love, Air Supply, or After the Love Has Gone, Earth, Wind and Fire. Anne Bishop, Rock of Ages. I'm trying to find the link there. Alan Walker, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, obviously. it's just the one. Now, this is a true story. Chris High, you might know Chris, actually, Coops. He's a journalist over on the Wirral. He said, my wedding entry to the night do was Queen doing the wedding march from Flash. Do you remember that, Flash Gordon? Oh, it was a little bit black, I suppose, a little bit dark, which then broke into I'm Not in Love by 10cc. Why would you? I need to have a word with Chris.
Brilliant.
I just can't. Yeah.
How about Whoops? We did it again.
I was trying to think. You know, it's just like that one. I couldn't get. It's very clever what Chris has done. But have you got one, Guy? Your funny wedding song.
Funny wedding song, I think, would be You Too. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That is class. That is absolutely.
I'll tell you what. Do you ever watch that? There was thinking that Married at First Sight.
You know, I've seen it a few times. Yeah.
They look down the aisle, and the very first time you see this person, you're going to marry is there. Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Oh, my days.
Would you have the ball to do that?
Probably not. But did they get a lot of money? If someone said, like, a couple of million.
A lot of money. Ka-ching.
Did they get a lot of money? And do you only have to, like, just turn up on the day and then think, no, I've changed my mind, but I'll take the check?
Well,
can
you do that? They follow them for a few weeks, don't they? You know, and then they all have meetings, and you know, it all ends up like three keys in this pot, you know.
That's a different podcast. But go on, Guy, what have you got?
Beautiful South, don't marry her.
Good, yes, yeah. That's similar to the one we put out as an example. It should have been me. Yeah, go on.
The Smiths, heaven knows I'm miserable now.
You see, you like all the miserable songs. John, I have this discussion many, many times with Guy when his song choices. You've actually pulled it out of the bag today.
Engelbert Humperdinck, please release me.
That's a good one.
That is top of the class there, Guy. That is a good one. That is a good. That's not like me. I'm normally good with my songs. Normally, when I'm sort of off the cuff, because you can't just have White Wedding, Billy Idol. That's not even funny, is it? Do you know what I mean? What about Out of Here, Shania Twain?
Yes, impress me much. Yeah.
Yeah, don't impress me much. Yeah, because they've got to be the opposite of romantic, haven't they, for the funny songs? Come on, Coach, you're good with song choices. There's got to be some bad wedding songs out there.
I don't know about you, Gab, but I started with a mobile disco, you know, terrorising the people of Merseyside, you know, with some shocking songs. I didn't like weddings at all, because there was two sets of people, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's very difficult, weddings.
It was all this, and then, you know, someone comes up to me and says, oh, play so-and-so, everybody gets up for it. And him and his girlfriend get up and dance. No one else gets up, you know.
Once that clear the floor. I didn't know you did that, Coops. I didn't know you were a little bit of a mobile DJ.
Oh, I had a residency.
I had two.
I used to be in a place in Liverpool called Castle Court, which was owned by Tommy Smith. You know, the Liverpool footballer.
Yeah.
So I was there for about 2 years. And then I was also at the Atlantic Tower Hotel in Liverpool, and I had a Saturday night residency there as well. They used to have like a quartet, and then me as well.
I've known you 20 years, Coops, and I never knew that. I'm finding out all these facts that I didn't know before.
They were snotty little swines. So what I used to do was, I knew what their first song would be, you know, when they come back on.
Yeah.
So I played it as my last song.
You've just been a little bit awkward there, where you could just. Yeah. And that's not you. That's not him, really.
This is how it should be, you know. But no, you listen to them.
That's the thing. And as I say, after all these years, I'm finding out facts about you that I never, ever knew, just didn't know at all. And all the time we'd spend together, which, as we do a little thing each week, as I say, we had to change Guy's name for this feature because Guy's fun fact. Yeah. Does not go. So we've changed Guy's name as Fred for this little particular feature, which is Fred's Fun Facts, which I'm excited about this week because I have no clue what it is. So what is our Fred's Fun Fact?
It's all around weddings. So do you know where the word wedding actually comes from?
Nope.
No.
Anglo-Saxon term wedion, which means to pledge or to wed. Wedding, I mean, it literally meant the purchase of a bride for breeding purposes.
Oh my God, that's like a racehorse.
So, there you
go. That's a nice filly you've got there.
That's shocking. I would say so
So the Anglo-Saxon word for wed, it meant the groom would vow to marry the woman, but it also meant the money or the barter that the groom paid the bride's father. So that's why it's still customary for the father of the bride to give away his daughter.
That's it. Well, with me, they'd want a refund. They'd want the money back. They'd be like, hang on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, take it back. And take it back.
Do you want one more interesting fact about a wedding?
Go on.
You know when you go into the church and it's the groom on the right and the bride on the left? Do you know why the bride's family sits on the left?
I would say substitute with swords.
Yes. It does. So it goes back to the days when the groom would capture his bride by kidnapping her. But if the groom had to fight off other suitors, the groom would hold his bride to be with his left hand, allowing his right hand to be free to use his sword.
Oh my days. And that's why he's always on the right and they're on the left.
The bride's on the left. Yeah.
Yes. There's quite a few things that I know that, you know, it all boils down to, so we can get hold of a sword, you know. You never know when they come in useful, though, do you? You know.
That's the reason why we shake hands with our right hand in a battle situation, to show that your peace, your shield is in your left hand and your sword is in your right hand. So you put your sword down to shake hands.
Right. We've had three fun facts today. We normally only get one, John.
It's a special one.
It's a special podcast today, isn't it?
Three for the price of one.
Three for the price of one. And John, we've just got to say, you know, I mean, being reunited after all these years with me good self. Yeah. So hasn't that just made your day? How does that make you feel? Don't get too emotional now. Just save the emotion, but just sum it up for us, John.
Yeah.
Says it all.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to get, floods of tears.
Yeah.
I've got to get that bottle of scotch out again as well now. I thought all that finished years ago.
Thought you'd got away, didn't you?
Yeah, no. It's been lovely. Lovely talking to you. Lovely being part of the podcast, Guy. Thank you very much for putting up with me as well.
Pleasure.
Oh, no. Well, maybe we can do it again in, you know, a few weeks, few months, whenever. We'll just think of something else to chat about. And you'll be back, Coops, won't you?
I don't know if that's a threat or a promise.
You'll definitely be back. We're thinking positive. You'll definitely be back. So thank you for your time today, Coops. It's been lovely. Little trip down memory lane. And thank you, Guy, for making it all possible. Yeah, so
thank you.
Happy day.
Thanks for everything.